Hey, it's Heather with Motherhood in Hollywood. Thanks for listening to my special interview with Olympian Kerry Walsh Jennings. I had the opportunity to speak with her recently at an event for The Honest Company. It was their fall kickoff party, and I had such a great time talking with her about motherhood, her work with The Honest Company as an ambassador for them, and also her plans for the next Olympics. You guys might be interested to know what her plans are for the future. And if you'd like to hear more of my interviews on Motherhood in Hollywood, just go to iTunes, search Motherhood in Hollywood, and click subscribe. You can also subscribe right from my website at motherhoodinhollywood.com. Now here's my interview with three-time Olympic gold medalist and one-time Olympic bronze medalist in beach volleyball, Kerry Walsh Jennings. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing here with Honest.
Yeah, well, I partnered with Honest, I think it was maybe 4 months ago max, and I've been using an avid user of their products since they came out. You know, I really had a new awareness since I became a mommy of what I'm putting in my body, what I'm using, you know, around the house to clean things up. And once you're a mommy, I became so... not, you know, for lack of a better word, anal, you know, and aware. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I walked down the road a couple of years and Honest comes out with their products, and they've always been so honest and trustworthy and reliable for me as a mommy. And it just makes it a no-brainer. You know, I never want to question what I'm putting on my kids, whether it's sunscreen or, you know, baby wipes, the diapers, whatever it is. And so Honest, I've just been a fan for so long. My husband uses it. Our kids use it, obviously. We use it at bath time. Just in every category of our lives, we use it. And then Honest called, and it was like a dream come true. And I don't know why they picked me or how they picked me, but it literally is one of the most humbling things to be aligned with this brand, because I just believe in them so much. And I was, you know, such a follower of theirs before I got the call, which just makes me even more proud. Today is just, you know, Honest Fall Harvest. I think we're just celebrating mommyhood and we're celebrating fall, you know, the transition of the seasons. And we haven't done anything really official to kind of announce our partnership. And I think this is just a good way to do it. You know, I'm most proud of being a mommy in my life. And I really love the fact that I'm a working mommy and I have my job, which I love with all my heart, but I'm all about being a mommy. And I feel like the heart and the passion behind Jessica's brand is her as a mommy, you know, and just a person who wants to live her best life. And so that's what today is all about. And I love all these little kids running around. I mean, they all look like your daughter, like out of a catalog. So cute. I wish I would have brought mine, but no, you know, I think it's just a celebration of all the beautiful stuff in life, and fall is a good time to do that.
Congratulations, by the way,
on your win in Rio.
That's very exciting. We've been watching, like, intensely every single match and everything, so yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was really
what
wonderful.
What did your kids say? How did they react?
You know, I just got this question the other day, and I totally forgot. The first thing they said was, "Mommy, we didn't win gold." I was like, "You're right, but," you know, and I found myself, like, defending winning a bronze medal, and I'm like, that's not how it is in my heart. Like, I'm so proud.
Are you kidding?
So it started, right? But I just, you know, I don't aspire for bronze, I aspire for gold, but we did it in the most golden way I've ever seen, and I'm just so proud. So it was wonderful because they called a spade, and they knew what the goal was, but they also knew that it wasn't a failure, and it opened up that conversation. So because my kids and my husband are very, very much part of my team, and that was huge to me because, you know, I just didn't want to do this on my own, and I didn't want to be disconnected from my family along this journey because they're my fuel in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So to have that conversation with them was pretty priceless, and you know, now moving forward, whatever happens, I feel like we all learned a lesson.
Do you have a pretty competitive household?
I would
say...
Do you pair up for
volleyball matches in the backyard?
No, I mean, yeah, we're a very athletic household, absolutely. The competition hasn't really begun yet. I mean, our boys are boys, and they will, obviously. Like, oh my gosh, we're having a dance party, and our boy Sundance, Beat It comes on, Michael Jackson, and he goes, "Joey, this is our fight song," and they start, like, grappling, and they're, like, keeping a score, and I'm like, oh my gosh, boys being boys, but it was so special. But no, I would say we're a very physical family, but not necessarily competitive yet, but each one of us individually is pretty competitive.
I love that, and I love that you're instilling in them, like, the love of competing, but not the, like, necessarily the negativity that comes with competition sometimes.
Yeah, well, I think how you frame things is really important in life, and I've certainly lived the ugly side of competition, and most of it nothing to do with anybody but myself and how I was framing a certain situation or how I was comparing myself to other people. And so I've learned so many valuable life lessons, and that's what my husband is, an athlete as well, and we really want our kids to know that, you know, it's up to you to have joy in your life and to have fun in these situations, and competition isn't a dirty word, you know. Yeah. And wanting something with all your heart is not a bad thing, you know. Be vulnerable, there's, you know, beauty in that. So yeah, it's competing is really important in life, and I feel like you know, you learn stuff about yourself, but if you it could get, you know, it could get ugly as well. off. So
yeah,
try to head that off before it starts.
Yeah, no, totally. That's probably the best. Yeah. That's the best way to do it. And your partner, I read, yes, is going to take a break to try to start a family herself.
I'm so happy for her.
Are you sort of taking a break too to kind of reassess? Okay, am I gonna keep going? Am I going to take a break myself? Like, what are your plans?
Well, you know, this is literally the first time in my life where I don't know exactly what next year holds. I do know that I'm going to compete next year. I just don't know with who. And I still would love another baby, but I'm pretty sure we're done. So it's a little bit of a limbo situation for me. That being said, it's a natural break time for me because season just ended last week. And so off season is here. So I'm just going to, you know, pause.
Do you like get to audition people? Like, go, all right,
no,
now what have you got?
Terrible word. No, because it's such a collaboration.
You know what I mean?
No,
like,
yeah. You know, when I
like what you're doing,
no,
but not
I agree.
You.
Well, we all have an eye on each other. You know, yeah, and if you compete against someone, you kind of get a sense for them. When I teamed up with Misty, everyone said she gave me a tryout, and she hated that phrase, and it wasn't that, you know, because it is. It's a true dance. Like, you can't have one person lead the show. And so, yeah, I will practice with these people and see how we fit, because it's so much more than just, you know, a teammate. Like, I want to be on a tribe with this person. I want to love this person and for them to love me. And that takes time. So I want it to be the right person.
I know there's a lot of people who are excited to see what steps she takes next, and the world will be watching, Carrie. Thank you again for taking the time to talk with me. If you're listening to this and you'd like to hear more of my interviews on Motherhood in Hollywood, go to motherhoodinhollywood.com and look under the podcast section, and you can see all of the wonderful interviews I've done there. You can also search Motherhood in Hollywood on iTunes and Stitcher and subscribe to the show from there so you can keep up with all of the fun things that are happening at Motherhood in Hollywood. Thanks for listening.